Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I, Brian Rails, and the rest of the wrestling podcast community would like to take a 10-second moment of silence for the victims in the Parkland shooting, Parkland High School in Florida. We would like to honor those who just lost their lives. So we will take a 10-second moment of silence. Nobody should have to go through that bullshit. I mean, violence in schools is rising. There's been at least a shooting every week. There's been 300 shootings. And it's not even February yet. So, I'm not one for political debates. I'm not one to post anything political on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. I don't give a fuck. But I do give a fuck about people losing their lives. And I just want to say my condolences to the people that went through that horrible mess. Bullshit. You guys shouldn't have to deal with that at that age. You guys shouldn't have to witness such atrocity and violence in your schools. And on that note, I do have a show to run, but I do want to say My thoughts and prayers go with the victims who lost their lives, the victims who are still suffering in the hospital. Moving forward, folks, this is a professional wrestling podcast, and I don't want to spend the entire time on air discussing what you have already seen on the news and already seen on your news feed on Facebook and also on your feed on Twitter and Instagram. But here's the reality of it. There's some sick, sick individuals out in this world. You can't prevent them. No, you can't. No matter how many psychological evaluations you go through to give somebody that's, you know, getting a gun or whatever, you just can't fucking stop them. You can regulate as much as you want. I knew that question was going to pop up. Moving on to pro wrestling, folks. The guessing game just keeps on going with WWE Raw. You don't know whether it's going to be entertaining. You don't know whether it's going to be one big bore fest, which is what it was on Monday up until the main event and also the Elias Braun segment. I didn't care too much for the Cena Miz match. We all knew that when Cena comes out, it's going to be obvious that there's going to be no stopping Mr. Super Cena, right? That part of the match, or that part of the show, debate the audience, all it did was, okay, well, Cena's not going first. There's so much that people don't understand when they say, well, you guys are a bunch of smarks, you're just upset because John Cena consistently shows up. No. That's not it. It's the ideology behind him being shoved down our throats, because what happened to Ambrose? He gets hurt. What happens to Rollins? He got injured. Now you got Jason Jordan on the sidelines. That really, at this point, folks, I honestly think there comes a point when the guessing game for this show, Monday Night Raw, has got to end. I mean, there just has to be some form of justice. There has to be some form of structure that we, where we as fans can sit down and watch a show on Monday and go, okay, I want to get the DVD, or okay, I want to get the network so I can watch Raw replays. Now, there's some Monday Night Raws that were very interesting. I just don't know which ones would pertain to that. Seeing as how they've always managed to be up and down. That's just what a show is, right? I mean, one would hope an example of the guessing game, meaning, okay, they didn't do promos one week. They just went straight to action and saw how it went with fans. The Raw fans, I don't know the difference between Raw and SmackDown Live fans because we're all fans of both, right? But what's the difference between Raw, SmackDown Live, and NXT? They all have talent. One show is lethargic at times, and it's 3 hours long. Another is 2 hours long, and, well, there's a lot of returns and a lot of moments where you say, damn, I'm glad I watched Tuesday night SmackDown Live. Wrestling has changed in the sense that there's no longer a staple front of guys that can put forth the representation of Mount Wrestlingmore, as I like to call it. Mount Rushmore of wrestling back in the day used to be, for my generation, was Mick Foley, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, Triple H, and The Undertaker. Now, some of you may say Shawn Michaels' name falls under that category, but honestly, guys, honestly, Shawn Michaels did, in fact, begin the Attitude Era. He didn't really, some people argue the fact that he founded it. No, if it weren't for Bret Hart leaving, I don't think the Attitude Era would have began. I mean, it could have. Things were getting a little bit more edgier because of WCW. I mean, I don't know. Monday Night Raw is a constant guessing game, and it makes you wonder, should I not tune in? Because every Monday you're going to be fucking sitting there going, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong as a fan? Sometimes you just wonder, what's it going to take for me to stop guessing and just start watching? It's a good question, because always my question is, when watching the show and then seeing stuff on news feeds, somebody just wanted to ask me the question, why do I watch NXT? They're a bunch of rookies with no talent. Well, to be quite honest with you, Chris, some of the talent on Raw used to come from NXT, and I can give you a few names, too. Elias Samson, Cesaro. I mean, there's just so many more names. Sasha Banks, Asuka, Bayley, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville. Honestly, guys, if you wonder why I'm saying it's a guessing game, it's a guessing game because we're guessing which Raw is going to show up. Is it going to be nonstop promo, or is it going to be shit ton of promos, crap ton of interviews afterwards? If you're trying to go for a mix of old school flavoring, you kind of got us and kind of don't. Charlie interviewed Braun Strowman. She interviews everyone. You don't see anybody grabbing the interviewer anymore. You don't see anybody getting physical anymore, giving a more interesting flavor. All you see on Monday Night Raw is somebody comes out, they pitch whatever's going on the prior week or the previous week so that people can have interest and intrigue. I get it. I understand that aspect of it, but I'm still learning this because what the fans would like to know about Monday Night Raw is, how does it work and operate? And if so, like, how does it work and operate? Because I've been a part of a wrestling show or two, not a lot, but here's my experience. You go through creative process. You discuss what's going to happen. Some people are in touch with fans, and some people, well, they just don't know what the fuck they're talking about. If anyone understands fans, it's those who think like a fan. So if you're going to relate to the fans on Monday Night Raw, give them something to talk about and not the controversial fashion of, my God, I don't know why I turned them on. I turn them on because, hey, I'm a broadcast journalist and I need to report to the fans who don't keep in touch with Monday Night Raw anymore and wonder, oh, well, I haven't missed much. That's the sad part is, when they ask about Monday Night Raw, they said, hey, I saw Roethlisberger on there not too long ago. That was 10 years ago. I mean, they invite celebrities, and now Ronda Rousey is signing with Monday Night Raw. That's kind of raises eyebrows, right? She signed, and now she's going to be giving Asuka her first loss at WrestleMania, possibly. I don't know. I'm just guessing because no other woman can do it in WWE, so why not bring in an MMA person who's never worked a day in her life in WWE's ring except for giving Stephanie a horrible armbar. That's it. That's all she's done so far. And she's trained. She's training. It's not like she's not training, but I feel like if you're going to bring in Ronda Rousey to beat Asuka, what the fuck, dude? She's going to become the Raw Women's Champion without even breaking a sweat. So how's the women's division supposed to respond to that? And will she play a vital role, you know, in Asuka's demise, raising, I don't know, brings up a lot of good questions. So it's a constant guessing game. It's what they want you to do, right? They want us, the fans, to guess about their show. And so far it's good because we're discussing it, right? So they must be doing something correct. Not that we as fans approve of it, but we don't have to approve for everyone signing the paycheck, right? The paychecks that are three of them at a time, no. I don't know. They don't get three paychecks at a time, I guarantee you. They get a salary check, a network check, and a merch check. It's what you read. Stinking dirt sheets. But what really the title meant to me was the guessing game on Raw continues. SmackDown Live and NXT, on the other hand, my props, mad props to you, because why? For the first time in a while, a B show, a B-list, underappreciated, underrated roster gets some accolades. They've got people that are not, wouldn't have thought to be on a roster, period. The Usos, they've proven their worth multiple times. Are they obviously the better tag team champions? Sure. But you know what? Here's what I got to say. NXT, which I'm currently watching right now, I just saw Pete Dunne versus Roderick Strong. Very good match. Very much back and forth. So, there's so much, if you don't watch NXT, that comment that just said they're nothing but a bunch of rookies and no one cares. Do you have any idea what you just said? If that's how you feel, man, that's how you feel, but I feel sorry for people like you. You want me to give you an example? Okay, it's Wrestle_Radio and B-Train 05000. Cien Almas Andrades. If you haven't already noticed, him and Zelina are the talk of the town. Johnny Gargano, Candice Wrestling, a.k.a. Candice LeRae. So, there's a lot more names than that I can mention. Roderick Strong, Lars Sullivan, the Authors of Pain. You know, I just don't get how some people can be that ignorant about NXT and its existence. Oh, let me also give you a history lesson. Sasha versus Bayley at Brooklyn Takeover. There's a lot of matches that Bayley has had in the Army that really couldn't come close to that match in Brooklyn, New York. Okay, I was there for the very first NXT Takeover in Brooklyn. I've never been so amazed in my life about how cool things were in NXT. And I just don't understand how oblivious people can be about certain things and the way they run. Like, if you weren't, you know, if it weren't for NXT, you wouldn't have a Raw or SmackDown Live roster. They're comprised of former NXT alumni. Nia Jax, Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss wasn't even supposed to be on a roster, let alone main roster. Well, difficulties be as it may. But, no, it just boggles my mind how people can hold conversations about why do you hate John? I don't hate John Cena. I'm done doing that. I just don't really, I'm not a fan of his, that's all. I can leave it at that, correct? Also, man, when you expand your fandom, you get a lot more take in a conversation when it comes to wrestling. Well, certain wrestling fans. Some people are like, yeah, I've heard of Ring of Honor, but I've never gotten around to watching it. And that's completely 100% fine. It just makes you, me and others, wonder, okay, so if you're only a WWE fan, if you're only a Ring of Honor fan, then how can you expand your conversation? We're all servants, man, in this crazy world we live in. We're serving the business. That's what I'm getting at. We are literally serving the business. A lot of people don't understand that. Us as fans, we're buying tickets. We're getting popcorn. We're getting the drinks. Not only doing that, man, we're taking the time out to watch the absolute best in the business. Whether it be New Japan, whether it be Ring of Honor, SmackDown Live, doesn't matter. That's what being a servant means, to answer your question. Okay, so that was SmackDown Live. That reminds me. I'm going to do a SmackDown Live review because I think it's well overdue, folks, and I'm talking in circles. Good Lord. Okay, we're getting a lot of questions. I will answer them as soon as I can, man. But first and foremost, we have to take the DeLorean back in time, if you will. I'm not making any sense. Duh, it's me. It's me we're referring to. All right, I see your questions. I will get to them soon. Okay, so SmackDown Live was also in California. Historical roots. I feel like they're doing generic results. And actually, they weren't doing generic results. Their show was much better than Monday Night Raw. And how so? There was a lot more action and a lot less talking. The most talking probably was ever done by Jinder Mahal, Randy Orton, and Bobby Roode. That was a segment we all tuned into when I got home from work. Real quick, Dolph Ziggler returns and he earns his spot into what now will turn into a fatal five-way featuring Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, Dolph Ziggler, Baron Corbin, and now Dolph Ziggler for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship on SmackDown Live at Fastlane. So that already makes Fastlane more interesting than Elimination Chamber in certain regards, but not all. So my entire thing is this. And they're going with the angle of Shane McMahon being the douche canoe. Is that any different? Is that any different than any era that Shane has ever been involved in? I mean, come on. He was once upon a time a babyface when it was the corporation against the world. Certain people will cheer and they will jeer Shane. It doesn't matter. That's the one kind of interesting spot or plug that they have on SmackDown Live is the constant bickering or disagreements, professional disagreements between Shane and Daniel Bryan. So I'm just trying to answer that question, man. I just want to know what it is SmackDown Live has to offer. Okay. Let me answer that question that I didn't answer before. SmackDown Live has what you call entertaining action all around. NXT, what does it have to offer? Kyle from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Okay, cool. That's cool. I'll say Kyle from Milwaukee. NXT has a lot of young talent, such as Killian Dane, Aleister Black, Lars Sullivan, Johnny Gargano. And the names continue. Authors of Pain, Undisputed New Era, Adam Cole, Bebe, Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish. And I mean several names. Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate. The list goes on. Piper Niven, possibly, maybe. Vanessa Bourne, Bianca Belair, Nikki Cross, Ember Moon. Screw Shayna Baszler, I don't like her. But, you know, they do have a lot to offer. As far as entertaining talent, they only had a 51-minute show tonight. A 51-minute show. Do you understand? It's been recorded in Atlanta. That's probably why, folks. And it airs every Wednesday night on the network, which you can catch live for only $9.99 a month. First month free. For after that, it's $9.99 a month. It's $27.99 for the preloaded card. My bad, folks, for giving wrong info, but it's $27.99 for the preloaded card, which will get you 3 months. That'd be your first month free, and after that, $27.99 preloaded card. You can get it on the shop at WWE.com. Don't hesitate, folks. It's not any problem. All right. It's not any problem to sign up for the network, get all the action you want from AWA, NWA, WCW, ECW. It's going to be hella interesting for those of you your first time signing up. You can even get WrestleMania. Don't forget about WrestleMania Access. Tickets have gone already on sale. They've been on sale for quite some time. There might be some delivery delays on your tickets, folks, due to the amount of tickets you get on a consistent basis. Anyways, I will say this, and I'll say this nicely. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, there are links below to help you with Ticketmaster.com. Or if you click on anything wisely, you can go to StubHub.com and get access tickets for cheaper or more expensive. I don't know. Your choice. tonight. That'll do it for the advertisements for now. Actually, I lied. Go to monsterfactory.org if you want to catch a flight to Paulsboro on southwest.com. They have flights going from here to Philadelphia's airport for $328 total, because it's $167 one way and $137 the next way. And all the additional fees that include it is $328. If you don't have a Southwest membership, it'll take $200 off your first flight. It'll give you whatever credit limits you are set to available. If you have more information, check out as many airlines as you can. I suggest at 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning, because ain't nobody going to be up that early unless you have nocturnal senses. So, anyways, April 20th and 21st, the world-famous Monster Factory located in Paulsboro, New Jersey, they will pick you up from the airport. They will bring you to the Monster Factory. You will sleep there. You don't have to get a hotel, folks. You do not have to get a hotel. It's free board and lodging, free food, and also free learning. Oh. And for those of you interested in going to a wrestling school, go to NWLLeague.com. The NWL TPC is located in North Kansas City, Missouri. And again, that is North Kansas City, Missouri. Google it at NWL. And you can find the address and phone number. Call to set up your appointment today and make your dreams of becoming a professional in the wrestling business today. Also, for those of you wishing to become a professional in the Iowa region, you can do so by searching Brave for Black. There are plenty more schools in the Iowa area. Do your research. Also, for those of you wanting to get cancer square in the ass, you can do so by going to Susan G. Komen and Cure for Connor. Cure for Connor is a site to help fund some funds and awesome. Let me start over. Go to cureforconnor.com. Site. Yep, that's the site, my friend. For more information, visit the WWE website or just click Cure for Connor in Google search engine or whichever Safari engine you can search under. Donate as much as you can. Do the walks, do the jogging, do whatever you can to donate your time to help kick cancer square in the jaw and square in the ass. All right, folks, that does it for the advertisements. I believe I've got a minute left because I don't like starting not on time. But in the long run, folks, 30 minutes of me telling it like it is, but also giving more information based on what I've seen so far for this year in 2018, and also some advice about where you can get your tickets and all that good jazz, and hotels, and also if you have relatives, that's a benefit. All right. Monkeys in the truck. Hit my music. That music, you idiots. The other music. You know, my theme. My rantin' raven theme. And I'll just hit the music myself. Look in my eyes. Please do that a lot better. I mean, come on, man. I've got a tight show to run. You know what? Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of something I would be. I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. You know what, music is music. I've got a lot to cover in about 29 minutes, and I think I can do that. So if you guys ever go to a wrestling show for your very first time, especially during pay-per-views, I figure why not lend a helping voice to people who have never gone to a wrestling show in their life. And for those of you who do, I know I'm just repeating stuff you already know, but I'll just tell it like it is, man. Get your shit early. Get it real, real fucking early. Here's why. If you don't get your shit early, then you get fucked up the ass. Really, you do. You get crappy seats. And even if they're, I mean, if you have no alternative and no choice, go right ahead. And go to websites that charge you out the ass. So in other words, take the hint in my voice. Whenever someone says, I want to go to SummerSlam, or I want to go to a Ring of Honor show, look online, find the price that fits your wallet, man. Go for it. And if you're going with somebody, make sure that they pay. Because I've had my one experience of WrestleMania last year, which was the shittiest experience that I've had in a while. I spent over $1,300 on hotel, on a rental car, and on WrestleMania itself, I probably spent a lot of moolah. I went to Access. I went to Hall of Fame. Access is one of those things where you have to make sure that your ticket comes to you. There is a delivery delay this year. I don't know why. I have no clue why there's such a delivery delay. And it says go to the event page to check it out. I'm really not understanding why that's the case. Because here's my thing. If you want to avoid delivery delays, just call the website and ask, hey, why is there a delivery delay on my shit? Then they'll tell you. I'm pretty sure there's going to be no holding back on the ticket person being rude. Sometimes they can be, and sometimes they're just tired because they work retail. Okay. Luggage-wise, folks, for those of you wanting to bring home a souvenir chair and whatnot, get your ass to the airport early because I'm not standing in line. And just watching you argue about why you can't take a WWE steel chair home. So in other words, send it through the mail. You'll be fine. It'll get there. May cost you a hefty penny, but you know what? That's why you're a wrestling fan. We are wrestling fans. We are amazing. At least we think. One would hope. Okay, if you're going to see the sights in New Orleans, my suggestion is ask a native where the best spots are, because that is the easiest way to get around town. Same thing with New York. Don't ask Nate, well, similar to, if you ask a question, somebody who knows, don't ask a tourist. Do not ask somebody going on their way home. There's some people who know the trains in and out. But different people, different walks of life, right? I don't know why someone, you know, would ask me about Queens or Staten Island. I know very little, and barely the minimum about that. But I do know this. For the first time in a while, I'll be going with somebody to SummerSlam that I actually care and like and actually give a damn about. And, yes. Whenever you go to the ticket booth, please don't be the dumbass that asks the question the day of. You know that online is different versus the actual ticket office, because the ticket office, you can't click off and say exit. That's just how life is, okay? Sometimes, yeah, sales can be a pain in the ass. I completely agree with you, Moira. My apologies. If you're driving somewhere, there's a good area to find. If you're driving somewhere, make sure you drive with somebody that can stay awake, because it's a pain in the ass to drive with somebody who falls asleep. I'm pretty sure that I've had a few people fall asleep. I was, you know, in Detroit. It really didn't matter to me. I mean, as long as we got where we needed to go, that's all that matters to me. But please, for the love of God, do not fall asleep at the wheel also. So the driver, yeah, the driver better not fall asleep. I'm just saying, if you want to sightsee and take pictures, go on right ahead. Take as many pictures as you want. As far as picture taking goes, take, you know what, get one of those telescope lenses that you saw on Facebook, because they're still on sale, and you can get damn good pictures if, in fact, you're at a really, really far away seat. Actually couldn't hurt you to do it. It only costs $39. Speaking of, okay, so when you're driving, make sure that person helps contribute for gas. Make sure that person helps contribute for food. I mean, it's obvious. Sorry, I got distracted, folks. I was watching Shayna Baszler versus Ember Moon. Anyways, as I was saying, make sure that person contributes for most of their food. Make sure that they pay your gas if you're the one driving. And if they can drive, that's an added bonus. Same rules, you know, go apply for a wrestling trip. Make sure that you bring snacks so that everyone can play the game of let's eat from your bag. And that's a lot of fun, not really. If you go anywhere, don't go to the most expensive restaurants. I know people want to go all out during WrestleMania. So have fun, man. Find a place that you want to go to and save it in your notes. Save it in your address book, because that's highly important when you go out. When you go out of town, especially when I was in Houston, I had nowhere. I had nowhere to go except for a friend brought me to Applebee's, which was nice of him. But to be quite honest with you, not really. I was hoping to go to some Houston barbecue shit. I should have saved more moolah. That's another thing. Save as much money as you can, because you want to have enough leftovers that you don't run out. Save, save, save. Save money. If you're driving, bring at least, at the most, a debit card and a credit card. These are all things I know, folks, because I've driven to Texas on multiple occasions for WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, and Survivor Series. All I'm missing is SummerSlam, which that obviously is in my neck of the woods all the time, and Brooklyn, New York. If you're going to the East Coast for the first time, do not ask a lot of questions. We've got smartphones. You've got tablets. You've got iPads. Know that when you go across the buildings in New York, there's a lot of tall buildings, so the reception's not as good. Memorize your route before you go anywhere. Write it down in a notepad. I don't care, in a notebook. Do not use your phone. Bring a accessories to bring on a wrestling trip. Portable stick chargers, because you know you're going to be taking a lot of pictures with superstars, right? They don't just walk on the street. Well, sometimes they do. They're natural born humans. Of course, they have to walk so they can eat or go to the gym. So my thing is this: if you're going on a trip with more than one group of people, more than one person, make sure they have a portable charging stick. Also, new traveling amenities may include just a simple backpack, but I just recently purchased an anti-theft backpack. I know I'm boring you to shit by talking about shit to do on a wrestling trip. Just also, folks, when you're, you know, ordering There's a lot of things you need to understand. I've been to a lot of wrestling trips. I've been to quite possibly the most through all around, whether it be in Texas. Whether it be in New York, whether it be in California, same thing, man. If you carry electronics, don't carry too much. They got a lot of toys, man. They've got iPads, they've got tablets. So here's my thoughts, guys. When you're traveling and wrestling, bring what you need to survive. If you want to make it hard on yourself, bring way too many shoes. You have to go through security, right? If you're going through an airport, if you're going through a train, you got to go through security. Because security is going to get a lot tighter for trains, too. But what I'm trying to say overall is if you're driving, get somebody that has gas money. Somebody that even if they don't drive, they'll stay awake with you, or at least try to attempt to stay awake. If you're driving more than 8 hours, just drive through the fucking tolls. Because I gotta say, man, driving through tolls is taxing, right? But it's worth it because you're on the main highway and you're not going all around in circles and you don't feel dizzy at the end. Because there's a lot of fucking construction on the non-toll route. Fucking Christ, man. All the way to Houston, Texas was 11 and a half hours. Detroit, same damn distance, except for you go through different states. And if you're ever offline, there's an app on an Android tablet. I have one. Download the maps off there if your service is back, especially through Illinois. Especially through Illinois. Because until you start getting near to the city, there's some places in some podunk towns that don't have internet service. So make sure there's internet service when you're driving. If you don't have internet service on the plane, download the movie or TV show that you want to download before you get on the damn thing. And also, here's a traveling tip. Buy your shit at a cheap ass place like Walmart. Cheap ass ain't about that at all because you can go through Target and get the same shit. I mean, it's just a little bit more pricey and you got to pick and choose your shit. Such as shampoo, soap, body wash, whatever. When you go to a wrestling event, you want to get signings, look up free signings because it's SummerSlam. There's a crap ton. Also, Ring of Honor. If you get a ticket for Ring of Honor or Evolve or Wrestling Revolver, you can get a VIP ticket. You can, I mean, it's up to you guys what you want to do. You can even hang out with the wrestlers and meet the locker room. That's a pretty cool thing, right? Instead of, just going through the motion and just going to the show and then going home, there's lots of activities you guys can do. Don't just sit there in the hotel and veg out. And I understand because I got to my hotel extremely early. And boy, was I extremely tired and my legs were feeling like noodles. Driving 11 and a half hours, okay, because I had to fly into Kansas City, visit some family, and then I should have flown to Humble, which is where my hotel was, Humble, Texas. I'm not making that shit up. That's an actual town, okay? Some of you know which I'm talking about and referring to. Dallas, that drive was 11 and a half, close to 12 hours. You drive through Kansas, Oklahoma, parts of, country hick version of Texas, and not just talking about driving through Texas, driving through anywhere that you're not familiar with, just get your bearings and drive. Don't care about who's behind you, just care about getting to the show and parking tickets. Okay, there's an app, there's plenty of apps to get you cheap parking tickets. I parked at Survivor Series for $5 from an app called Spot Hero. You can find it on Google Play or you can find it in an Apple iTunes store, depending on which device you have. I don't care. Use it. It is worth it. It is worth it. Because I use that shit sometimes in New York, because I don't want to, I don't drive that often, but I do not want to get towed. They do have sites that use Spot Hero. They are coinciding with it. They are getting money from it. So kind of a genius app, really, if you think about it. Also, if you're using a navigation system through a state that you don't know, Google Maps, Maps Offline, depending on which device that you have, again, it all depends on how much space you have on your phone or whatever. Speaking of running out of space on your phone, if you're at a wrestling event, you know you take a crap ton of pictures because it's your first time or because you just want to take pictures to say, hey, I was there. iOSFlashDrive.com, get it, use it, dig it. There's two sides. There's USB flash drive for your computer, so I suggest getting this device because the iOS flash drive can go up to 64 gigabytes to 208. It can fit as much information as you want through it, and it can be transferred directly to your computer or laptop, desktop, or whatever you call it, whatever device you want. And you have to download the app in order for you to use this thing. It's a godsend, man, especially, you know, at events like Raw 25, which I don't know why I would say it's a godsend for that, but hey, it does help clear up space. Nice! My friend just texted me saying he got paid for Oscar because of the advice I just gave out on here. That's really odd, but cool. Anyways, I'm just reading through questions and comments and concerns, which I know there's a lot thereof. When you are traveling, make sure to at least put down $1,000 to $2,000 because you don't know what you're going to be spending that shit on. Let's say you're staying there for the week. Then that $2,000 comes in handy because what? You're going to rent the car. That's about what? For the week, you're looking at $600, depending on which car service you go through. Avis, Enterprise, Dollar Thrifty, Hertz is the worst. But no matter which rental car company you are going through, you got to try your best not to slam yourself too hard on the cost. And speaking of transportation, just take Ubers. Just take Ubers. Speaking from experience, I got into a car wreck in Houston, Texas. The lady that ran into me, she wasn't too mean, but some things, in my opinion, did not add up from her story, that is. So, I assure you, I have covered enough advertising of NWL, my friend. Here's why. I'm going to answer this question right now. I try to answer as many questions, and I try to get to this person. When you advertise, you have set amount of time before your segment. And NWL is very important because I've been to a lot of their shows. Every time that I come back, I try and visit the NWL. They are an excellent organization. I've never said anything ill about them at all. And here's why I don't advertise them for an extended time. Because I have other people that I wish to advertise, such as Cure for Connor, such as Susan G. Komen. Anyways, folks, long story short, when you travel in pro wrestling, whether it be as a fan or a wrestler, make sure you have money. Make sure you have a person that will pay for the gas, the tolls, and what have you. Make sure that person stays awake with you just to shoot the shit. And also, make sure that person is not a money grubber or a moocher. So be prepared. Smell nice, because no one likes a smelly asshole. Okay? And if you're going to events like WrestleMania, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, Ring of Honor, Final Battle, WK12, make sure you have your passport. I would hope you have your fucking passport. So in other words, just be, oh, get you a lanyard from Spencer's. It's a card lanyard wallet. That way you don't have to put it on your ass and you don't have to sit down and, well, feel like a fool. So, all right, folks, travels. I will see you guys on Monday. And by the way, the new co-host has something to say. I would say the following, since I'm getting distracted by a conversation. Toodles, bitches. Oh, wait. I'm going backwards. My name is Brian Rails, and if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for yous. For yous. Those weren't my two out of three words, okay? Forget about it! Oh, now I get to say this to you. Toodles, bitches! And remember, when you travel, don't be the jackass that holds up the line. And also, just travel light, keep it basic, and enjoy your fucking time, because you guys are awesome. We love you here at Wrestle Radio. This has been another edition of Off the Rails Uncensored. Me giving out advice, that's odd. All right, folks. Toodles, bitches.